A dark night in a city that knows how to keep its secrets. But one man is still trying to find the answers to life's persistent questions. Guy Noir, Private Eye.
It was January. It was bitterly cold, and my radiators were losing the battle. My Wi-Fi was slowing down.
You've got mail.
Roads were icy. The freeways were jammed. It looked like Napoleon's retreat from Moscow. So I decided to head south. I went down to Iowa, where I had a job working security for the Donald J. Trump campaign. I got down to Bettendorf, Iowa, where he was scheduled to speak, and I was early, so I dropped by Lois's coffee clutch and had me a grilled cheese.
Oh, and you care for a bowl of chili with that, sir?
Well, I wouldn't say no to that, ma'am.
All right, coming right up
all
then.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah, I can't help but notice all those campaign buttons there on your apron, Lois.
Oh, sure.
I push for Bush. Mm-hmm. I choose Cruz.
Yep.
Misty about Christie. Call for Paul.
Right.
Kasich is basic. I jump for Trump. Martians for Carson.
Yep, that's right. They're all there. Well, I tell you, they're all so nice.
Yes.
Oh, I just love the caucuses.
Yes.
I look forward to them for 4 years.
Oh, really? How's that?
Well, it's just so friendly. I mean, in your big states, you know, politics is something you see on TV. But in Iowa, it's up close and personal. You know, John Kasich, he stopped by with a green bean casserole. Yep, and Senator Rubio, he came and he fixed the float in the toilet. And then, Rand Paul, see, he knocks on the door, and he notices it wasn't hanging quite right, so he ring-hung it, and then he asked to use the toilet, and he went upstairs, and he decided that old Senator Rubio had done everything wrong. So he took the float mechanism apart, and he put on a new washer.
Oh, I see.
Oh, and I tell you, whoever says Jeb Bush is low energy, should have seen him clean my garage.
Yeah.
Oh. You're just all so friendly and normal. It's been like that for 6 months, you know.
So you're gonna miss him then, huh?
Oh yes, I will. Oh, I really? Will. Oh. So, are you a Republican?
Well, I feel that the Obama administration is a disaster sent down by God Almighty to teach us once and for all not to depend on our own intelligence, but
okay,
to be obedient to the word as brought to us by Republican prophets. Western civilization has been brought to its knees in the last 8 years, our whole Judeo-Christian heritage besmirched, and if it weren't for tax cuts and the Second Amendment, we wouldn't stand a chance.
Yeah, I see. Okay. Say, you wouldn't know how to put a new toner cartridge in my printer, would you?
No, I'm afraid not.
Okay.
I never could figure those things
out.
All
right, I'll find somebody else.
I sat in the back row, right behind Mr. Trump, as he gave his speech. He was standing behind the lectern, and he spoke without notes, and he also spoke without pants. I noticed his undershorts had little cherries on them, and the hair on his legs had been bleached.
All right, let me tell you something here. I am a Protestant. I'm proud of it, very, very proud. In fact, I was named number one Presbyterian in New York City 3 years in a row. 3 years, believe me. The Catholics love me, the Baptists love me, the Lutherans, believe me, it's a love fest with the Christianity. My favorite book of the Bible, I'd have to say, is Psalms. Absolutely beautiful. See, they know what I'm talking about here. I got to tell you something, though. The Gospel of Luck is really great, too. Really great. Tremendous. It's all great. I'm crazy about Christianity. Do you want to know why? It's so unbelievable. It's really unbelievable. It's fantastic. So, when I'm elected president, day one, trust me, we're going to have prayer in America like you wouldn't believe. The whole country's going to be on its knees. Take my word for it. It'll be tremendous.
And right at that moment, a woman with a sparkly blouse and glasses like a welder's glasses stepped up, and Mr. Trump stepped aside, and you could see his bare legs right there.
We're going rogue now. That's the vogue, going rogue. Oh, I tell you, heads are spinning because he is winning. And this whole right-wing and gun-clinging, him-singing movement, It's a force. It's a strategy. And this is going to be so much fun. Unifying values. And these shoes are made for walking. And no more apologies to our enemies. Because strength comes from power. And Trump is a tower. And the times, they are changing, people. And you don't need a weatherman to see which way the wind is blowing. It's blowing in the wind. So let's break that wind and pump for Trump. Yeah!
It was very popular among those Iowans. Then I walked backstage and a reporter ran up to me.
Hey, Mike Mickelson, New York Times. May I ask you a question,
yes,
sir?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Mr. Trump's pants, what happened to them? Did they fall off or
no,
what?
No, they did not fall off.
Well, he was up there with no pants on.
No, he was wearing pants, sir. I saw them there.
His legs were bare. I saw it.
Well, you saw wrong. I'm sorry. His pants were on. They were beautiful pants. They're just a very different fabric. They're made from a very fine fabric. They're special tailors. They come in from Asia, and they're very... expensive, so...
He was wearing pants.
Yes, he was.
Mr.
I mean,
Trump.
You media people, you see what you want to see, but the man has a beautiful suit, very expensive cloth. Take another look.
Okay,
take another look.
Hey, handsome. I like how you spun that reporter.
Wow. Wow. Who were you? She was beautiful. Her tan was deep and meaningful. And she wore a big America Great Again button, and as far as I was concerned, it already was.
I'm Lola. I'm with the campaign.
Well, that's odd. I kind of associate Trump supporters with mouth breathers, bill collectors, bikers, bingo moms, and Buick owners.
Who said I support him? I just work for him.
Oh, what do you do?
I'm his psychiatrist.
Oh.
Yes, I've got his medications here.
Medications for what?
Well, anxiety. You know, the man lives in fear that he might actually be elected.
Yeah. I can understand that. I mean, the man is way out of his depth, you know?
Well, yeah, he's well aware of that.
So what's he doing about it?
He's taking a lot of happy pills, and he's reaching out for help.
Well, to whom?
Well, this man right over there.
What? Him?
Yes.
This is correct. As a former negotiator, I believe that when democratic institutions are not working... the country needs a strong man. My job is to show Mr. Trump it is all right to be strong. The people want to have a smart man take charge of things.
Well, he's never going to be elected, so don't...
Never say never, sir.
Well, you'll never succeed.
Excuse me. That's what they said about me. Mike Bloomberg here.
Mayor Bloomberg of
New
York.
Yes, everything's fine.
I've been
fine.
Hearing rumors about you.
Absolutely. And let me tell you something. I'm fit. I'm tan. I'm still short, but I'm ready, and I am loaded.
Yes.
I was a very, very good mayor of New York. People were very happy when I left.
Uh-huh. Okay, but you, maybe you could do something about that accent, though. Just flatten it a little bit.
Accent, Okay. Okay, how is this, then? This better, then? Yeah, that feels real good to me.
No, sorry.
No?
Be yourself. Be
all
yourself.
Right, I'll
hold
be
your head high.
All right.
A dark night in a city that knows how to keep its secrets. But one man is still trying to find the answers to life's persistent questions. Guy Noir, Private Eye.
Jim Russell, Sue Scott, Fred Newman, Heather Massey as the psychiatrist.